Hi, and welcome to Artists Alive. It's 17, and I'm coming to you live from my kitchen. It's 4:45 in the morning. Maybe you hear the birds singing. Yeah. Hi. So, this episode is in collaboration with my friends over at Paramount Plus, the streaming service, and they were kind enough to ask me if I want to do an episode about iCarly, and I was like, yeah, of course I want to do it. I'm a big fan of the show. I used to watch it as a kid, and now you may or may not know, but there is a version for young adults like me and probably you. Season 2 is premiering here in Sweden tomorrow on April 9th, only on Paramount Plus. And 2 weeks ago, Paramount asked me if I wanted to, get a little sneak peek and watch the two first episodes of the new season of iCarly before anyone else. And I gladly obliged. So tomorrow there will be two new episodes of iCarly premiering, but if it's so that you may not be too familiar with that show, I'm gonna be telling you the premise of it. iCarly is about a web show hosted by Carly Shay, a 26-something-year-old woman in Seattle. She makes the show with her big brother Spencer and her best friend Freddie and her roommate Harper. Freddie has a daughter named Millicent. Together, they're hanging out in Seattle, often in Carly and Harper's apartment or in Spencer's apartment. And there's always something happening with Carly's social media fame. She's one of the most followed influencers in the world, and there's always people trying to get her in the wrong and do her dirty, and she has to in every episode figure out what to do and how to fix her life. I'd like to give a heads up that this episode may contain spoilers from the two first episodes of the new season of iCarly. Although it shouldn't, I just want to let you know that it could. I'll now be reading you the synopsis of the two first episodes. The first episode is called "I Guess Everyone Just Hates Me Now." After Carly dumps both Wes and Beau, and the whole internet turns against her, she tries to win her audience back by faking a relationship with Freddie. Spencer gets overzealous while planning a launch party for Freddie's new therapy dog app, while Harper tries to get Double Dutch dog to like her. So, what I didn't tell you, if you watched the first season, you know that Carly had a little thing with both Wes and Beau, and that Harper has a little thing going on with Dutch. And Dutch is currently away doing celebrity stuff. So she asked Harper to look after her dog. And the dog doesn't like her that much. No. So she's trying to get her to like her. We'll see how that goes. But at the same time, Carly's ex is spreading lies. Beau, that is. I don't like Beau. I don't like him. What ultimately ended up happening was that I understood why I didn't like him, and it's because he reminds me of a crush that I used to have in my late teens, and I didn't like him that much because he ended up being just like Beau. And if you watch the show, you know how Beau is. He's just extremely annoying, and because you're so blinded with being in love, you don't really see that. No, you don't. Anyways, he's spreading lies about Carly and how bad of a person she is. So she has to lie, and she says on iCarly that she's in a hot relationship with Freddie. And growing up, watching the original show, I was a Freddy shipper, Carly, Freddie, shipper, since day one, and I really wanted them to be dating. But after having seen this episode, I could really think that, maybe I wouldn't want to see them in a relationship because of what Freddie did in this episode. And what it is that he did, ruining everything, that you'll see tomorrow when you watch the episode. Something that I love about the new iCarly is that they're always having mimosa. And usually I'm really a fan of like fruity kind of drinks, but I love champagne so much. It's my favorite, it's my drink of choice. If I ever get champagne, I will love to drink it. And mimosas is something, is a drink that the iCarly gang always drinks. And, you know, it's champagne and squeezed orange juice, freshly squeezed orange juice, and I really want it. I want it now. I crave it. So, yeah, I would love to make, for my YouTube, I would love to make a mimosas tutorial or something, and just, or make a live stream drinking mimosas with you guys. That would be so much fun. The next episode is called I Object, Lubert. Do you guys remember Lubert from the original show? The evil receptionist with a big wart on his face. Always being mean, always being rude. He was coughing on Spencer. He was awful. Well, he's back in episode 2 of the new season of iCarly. This is the synopsis. Carly must defend herself in court with Spencer and Freddy's help after Lubert returns seeking damages from injuries sustained on her old web show. Millicent tries to make Harper her new bestie. Carly gets tricked into signing a contract or an agreement, technically, that she will show up in court because Lubert is suing her for damages that she put him through the new to the old iCarly. Do you remember messing with Lubert, where Carly and Sam would torture the poor thing? Or he wasn't, honestly, he was an awful person, but where they torture him for being a horrible person. Well, that backfired now, and he's suing her for $1 million, which she does not have. And Millicent, being 11, I guess that's her age. Yeah, 11. She wants a new best friend because, you know, she's too grown up for her other, you know, fellow 11-year-olds. She feels like she's too grown up. So she wants to be friends with Harper, Carly's roommate. And they go do grown-up things together. But Harper feels like her life is being ruined by Millicent, because Millicent is ruining it for her by, you know, canceling dates, being sure to be overly needy, you know, all that jazz. So she tricks her, Millicent that is, to leave her. How she does it, that you'll see tomorrow when you watch the episode. But here is what I think of the episode. Carly shows up to court and she doesn't know how to properly address the judge, and that pisses her off. The judge, that is. And Lubert is suing Carly. She can't afford to pay him for the damages. And not only that, Lubert wants to take Carly's web show, iCarly, away from her forever. Ooh. Now you know a bit about the two first episodes of the new season of iCarly, and I want to say that I have an exclusive interview with Lacey Mosley and Jaden Triplett, who play Harper and Millicent in the new iCarly, and we talked about the new season, about their characters, and I taught them some Swedish. Let's take a listen.
Hey, what's up? My name is Lacey Mosley, and I play Harper on the iCarly reboot.
Hey, guys. I'm Jaden Triplett, and I play Millicent on iCarly.
So, Jaden, if you could tell just anything to the Swedish fans of iCarly, maybe a favorite scene of yours that you're extremely excited about the new season.
Oh, man. Favorite scene?
Yeah. I know it's hard to pick. Just pick one.
There's so many awesome, like, moments. I feel like any parties that we ever have in Spencer's apartment are always very epic. It's a huge set, so it's like, it's awesome. That's probably my favorite scenes.
Could you tell my listeners about your character and if you relate to Millicent in any way?
Oh yeah, definitely. I feel like Millicent, her personality is my alter ego, but in this season, this new season, she's gonna be even more relatable than last season. So I feel like she really is me, and I put a lot of myself into her because I wanted her to be relatable to the kids my age and definitely relatable to me. So I feel like next season, Millicent is gonna be super relatable and super open, and kids are definitely gonna like her even more.
That's amazing. Lacey, would you mind telling my listeners a bit about Harper?
Well, Harper is a aspiring full-time fashion stylist. I say aspiring because she still has some side hustles to pay those bills. But you're going to see Harper have more jobs this season, maybe some higher stakes jobs. Maybe she's doing great at them. Maybe she's doing very poorly and very close to getting fired. So it'll be a fun ride watching Harper date and navigate dating apps and kind of all the things that, you know, the iCarly fans who are now the same age as us are dealing with themselves.
So I love bloopers. Were there any like occurrences where just things went wrong on set? Like, what were those occurrences, Lacey?
So I know everyone's probably familiar with the game Wordle now, that everyone loves to post those squares on Twitter. So yeah. Unfortunately, I joined the Wordle cult, and there was a word that also starts with a W that was in a scene that we were doing. And instead of saying the word that I was supposed to say, I kept saying Wordle. And it was funny the first couple of times, like they're like, Lacey, you said Wordle, you have to go back. But then like, we have to finish a day. And I continue, like it got to the point where I would give the monologue, I would say Wordle, and I'd hear like, go, hold, go back. I'm like, what? That was great. That was great. They were like, you said Wordle again. I was like, okay, all right. So yeah, I joined a new cult, and it's exciting work.
Okay, the last question, since we only have like a minute left, I wonder if you could say goodbye in Swedish, both of you. It's hej då.
Hej då.
Hej då.
Hej då.
Idoa, thank you. Bye, you guys. Did you guys hear how incredibly nice and sweet they were? I mean, I'm so amazed. They're so talented and their show is just amazing. And I can't wait for you guys to see it. So to recap, I've been telling you guys about the two first episodes of iCarly. And you guys got to hear an exclusive interview with Lacey and Jaden playing Harper and Millicent. Well, long story short, check me out on social media. I'm on all places right now. And every now and then, you're going to see a new update. And also Paramount Plus is on social media as well. They're on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and all that jazz. So, yeah, and also tell us. Tell both me and Paramount Plus what you think of the new iCarly once you've watched it. We would love to know. Okay, you guys. Take care. And 5, 4, 3, 2.